Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Thursday High School Walkthrough on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Thursday High School Walkthrough, Sports Radio 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And our Lexus of Richmond game of the week this week, the Holland Springs Springers and the Wolverines of North Stafford, both teams 3-0. Last game at the Vic. We'll have more on that coming up. But you've been thinking about your memories of the Vic?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, see, it goes back to me when I returned to town after college and started coaching at Henrico High School. The new Vic was made. I'm not sure it was Vic Crowder Stadium before, when it was just a little bit pushed to the west and north into the outfield of Bailey Field.
Right.
Where we played in 1970, in 71 there. And Coach Rinaldi was there the next year, so that connection is a big deal. I mean, the whole place is good for us, Gary, because aside from the spiral staircase, which is the Russian judge will deduct a point for that, but the fact that we can park back gate, the characters that we saw at the back gate, the legendary defensive coordinator under Coach Rinaldi, Gene Bazaray, used to greet us for years at that gate, and just the interactions. Back in the day when former coach Rudy Ward was the AD and worked out good, and we have a good relationship with Coach Lilly now there at Highland Springs. It's just a grand place to play. Probably had one of the best natural turfs even during the time when other teams did not have the type of turf. And that was done. Rudy used to joke that they should name the field Hugh Palmer Field because a former deputy superintendent from Henrico County kind of oversaw that renovation.
More on that coming up, but we want to talk about the Huguenot Falcons.
Speaking of new projects.
No kidding. A huge win over LC Byrd Friday night, so we thought it'd be a great opportunity to bring in the new head coach of the Falcons, Addison Hayes. Coach, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So, Coach, off to a 2-0 start and a huge win over the Skyhawks. You got to be thrilled about what you're getting from the Falcons so far.
Oh, yeah, I'm very thrilled. I'm very excited to see what our young guys can do. They really worked hard over the summer, so, we're just trying to put the wins on the board.
Now, I know the change happened with Coach Taylor leaving, happened a little late maybe right at the end of the school year. You were on the staff last year. How huge was it that you were already a part of the program, kind of picking up the baton kind of late in the offseason?
I was just blessed to be in this position to be able to carry the torch from Coach Taylor. He laid a great foundation, and I'm just glad that I was on the staff. And now that, he had to go back to Texas, and that I was able, to step in his shoes and, carry the Falcons on for this season.
Coach, just talk about the win last week over LC Byrd. Obviously, your season-opening decisive win over Jamestown was a big deal. But to beat the Skyhawks and what that means to Huguenot and in the Dominion District, just talk about that win, how that game unfolded, and what it's meant to your team in the last few days.
Well, I'm not from Richmond, so when I first came up here and started coaching up here, a lot of people was just saying, Huguenot and LC Byrd got a rich history of, going – but the past 13 years, a lot of people, we're real excited for y'all to play Byrd this year. We feel like y'all can actually do it. And just last year, we lost to them by 1 point, so that put a sour taste in our guys' mouth. So we knew this year. This year. So, we just wanted to take that challenge on, and therefore we was able to do it.
How good did you think this team could be when you were going through the summer? Did you have any feel for how good this bunch could be coming out of the gate?
I felt like this team could be really good. We just had, you know, an okay season last year. We had some injuries from last year's team. But just being in our system for over a year, we felt like this year was going to be our year to really push our guys over the limit, and, you know, that this group of guys will actually, you know, get back to the old Huguenot, you know, going far within the playoffs. So we're just really excited for this group of guys. Yeah.
Well, Coach, you got a bunch of 17-year-olds there, so you got always got to turn the page. So what do you see this week when you take on Cosby?
Just being disciplined, not being, you know, too lackadaisical because we're 2-0. Not being lackadaisical because we're 2-0. You know, we got to keep pushing hard and making sure we practice hard each and every day and make sure we are schematically aligned to beat Cosby this week.
Speaking of alignments, give us a little preview. What do you do on the offensive and defensive side of the ball?
Offensively, you know, we want to always run the ball first. That's our bread and butter. That's what we hang our hat on. And, you know, whatever comes after that comes. But offensively, you know, we always want to try to run that ball and control the clock. Defensively, we have a lot of long guys in our DB section. So, therefore, you know, play the pass and stop the run. Play the pass and stop the run. Our defensive line is very aggressive, so we just want to get after the quarterback.
That's a pretty good formula right there.
Power forwards in there and just let it happen.
Coach, obviously Kevin Gales gets a lot of attention for how good he is, and rightfully so. How's he a better player this year? And who are two or three other guys that are really making it happen for you?
Kevin Gales is an awesome player. He's very unselfish because he knows he's going to get doubled and triple coverage, so that leaves a lot of other guys open for when we throw the ball. We try to get him, you know, put him in different positions so that, you know, teams can't account for him just on being on the outside as a receiver. So we just move him around just to get him the ball a little bit more. But he's been a great player as far as being unselfish and knowing that he's going to get mostly all of the attention on our offense. So that gives room for other guys to, you know, open up and spread our offense up a little bit more. I'm really excited this year about our linebacker, number 9, Makai. He was in and out of the starting lineup last year as a junior because he had some seniors playing in front of him. But he's a real hard worker, maybe a little bit undersized as a linebacker, but he reads the run great, plays the pass great. I'm really excited to see what he's going to do this Friday night. Another player that we have is Manquel Ross. He's about 5'6", but his speed and his route running is amazing. He's our leading receiver right now, of course, because Kevin Gales is getting, you know, a lot of attention. So, therefore, it leaves other guys with a chance to get the ball. And then our running back, Jose Cofield, he scored 3 touchdowns in the first game on just 5 carries, I believe. So, we're really excited to see what our guys can do this week and get, you know, a worthy opponent. You know, I took my hat off to Cosby. They beat us last year, so we're going to try to do our best to be prepared for them this year.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the great start, and best of luck, and we'll definitely check in with you down the road. Much appreciated.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys.
Okay, that's Coach Addison Hayes from Huguenot, Virginia Union guy.
Yeah, you know, we brought that up about the letdown and stuff because last year I remember very plainly saying that their win – narrow loss to a Bird last year should have set them up, and then they turned around the next week and got upset by Cosby. So I was pretty sure he was going to mention that.
Right. But front and center, yeah, probably, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And so that's a healthy program. And now that I hear his voice, I figured out which one he is because he was on Mark James' staff, I believe.
Yeah, he's a lineman.
Or a bunch of them.
Yeah, he played lineman at Union. So.
Yeah, but he was on Mark James' staff, I believe, at Union. And I think I've now, because I've heard his voice, I think I figured out who it is. Because I work with those guys a little bit with recruiting and stuff like that.
Right.
Couple times. So
okay, now before we go to break, I wanted to get Jordan queued up here with the Lauren Johnson soundbite that I sent him. So we're talking about the Vic and the last game. It looks like it's going to be the last game. I'll tell you more about that later.
Yeah.
But listen, I talked to Lauren Johnson today, and he talked about kind of waxing poetic about for his 10 years at Vic Kreider Stadium.
Yeah, so I can remember the first game against Woodbridge in the rain here, playing against the Rocket, and you know, coming out with a 12-7 loss or something close to that matter, but and being in that wet environment playing that game, I can remember every playoff game very vividly. It's right here in front of my face, and then now we get to what some people are calling the last game here. Hopefully, I keep my fingers crossed we can get another one at home, but it's going to be a special night. I mean, this stadium has been special to a lot of people. This community, the alumni that have come through there, the football players that have played. I mean, I talked to Nolan Burchett on Saturday afternoon, and we talked about, you know, this whole entire environment and what's been going on and the years that he had where Holland Springs was down and now we're up, and kind of just talking about all the people that have come through this stadium. I mean, there's a lot of history here, and we want to honor the guys and gals who have played in different sports, but the guys that have played football who sweat a lot of blood in between those white lines in this stadium. Change is coming. Change is always inevitable. So we're going to take it. We're going to run with it and try to enjoy the moment while we have it. And then maybe look back on it, you know, 3, 4, 5 years when we're in a new stadium and talk about some of the things we did and try to rekindle some of that same excitement about the new building that we'll have.
Lauren Johnson always able to capsulize things very well. I thought that was really well said.
And I don't blame him for wanting to stay at home, but a little piece of me, selfish side of me, wants to be there for the last game at the Vic.
Right, and, you know, I do not know this for sure. I would imagine the new stadium will also be called Vic Kreider Stadium.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, the original Vic Kreider Stadium.
And I believe that name has originated with us.
The Vic, yes. Yeah, the Vic.
I'm pretty sure.
Calling it the Vic, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that, you know, the reason they're saying we think it's the last game, they've been kind of giving indications. Basically, what I was told at the beginning of the year is how it works is they sign a contractor for the project to build the school.
Right.
And then once that contractor gets permits in place, they take control of the property and begin the process. And at that point, the football team has to find somewhere else to practice and play. And so indications are this is going to be the last home game. They might squeeze one more in, but they're going to celebrate this as the last home game at Vic Kreider Stadium. And we had kind of settled on this game, but that was the clincher. We were like, yeah, this is where we need to be tomorrow night for sure.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it, and I'm sure it'll be a lot of memories, and we'll see a lot of people, and I've been told there are plenty of people to interview.
At halftime, yes.
But you know what? Some of the guys I can think of, I'm not sure they can get up that spiral staircase.
That's right. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah. Anyway, that is going to be a great night tomorrow night, and we'll be there. Okay, we're going to step aside, take a break. When we return, we're going to check in with the new coach of the Douglas Freeman Rebels, George Bland, off to a 2-1 start and a big one against Atlee this week. That's next as the Thursday High School Walk through rolls on Sports Radio 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.